They were more like, oh shit, you actually came in.
Nah, we get it.
Yeah. All right, all right.
So they were like surprised that you showed up.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, you know, like, guess he showed up.
Bro, I got home and they were still popping fireworks.
Really?
Over there.
Dude, they were popping them until
1:30.
Nah, I fell asleep.
When I got home, all I heard was two, and they were fucking right here. Mm-hmm. Like, over this neighbor. I'm pretty sure it was this neighbor who did it, too, because it was loud, bro. My desk shook when it exploded.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it was loud. I was like, holy shit. I thought my neighbor blew up.
Damn.
The hose is on fire.
I thought he put the bomb in his oven.
Yeah, no. But
oh, man.
Until, like, 1:30, and then my dog, Lily, was still tripping.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was like, le di una pastilla, pero no se durmió. I'm like, well, I don't know what you want me to do.
Give her all of them.
So I literally just put, like, fucking search up on YouTube, calming music for dogs. It was like a 15-hour loop.
Mm.
I had it on, and then I turned on the TV in the living room.
And she fell asleep.
And she calmed down. But she was asleep like the whole morning.
You seen that dogs watch Bluey?
Yeah.
Because it's all colors that they can see.
It's the color that they can see.
So. I tried putting that for my dog and they don't watch it. So fuck them.
Luna watched it.
Really?
She's like, what?
Dancing fruit.
She says, Dad, what is this? Dancing fruit? Fuck yeah.
I don't remember that because that's what.
Those are for like autistic people though. To see those fruit dance.
What? Jaden watches that. What are you saying?
Have you met his dad?
He's a baby.
Shout out Jaden, man.
Shout out Jaden.
Shout out Jaden. I don't know why he wasn't there.
I think it was. I think it was best not.
I know.
Last night was a movie.
is that what he said?
Yeah, right now that's what he just said. Last night was a movie.
I mean, I guess. That's cool.
Do we have any pictures from yesterday? I don't think so.
No, we just have the
Daisy
videos.
Daisy and Nat recorded.
We have the video of Santos fucking front flipping off the roof.
Yeah.
Nat recorded us. No, I think Daisy.
Daisy both recorded us shotgunning.
Shotgunning it.
Yeah.
They were out of story.
Yeah. Let's talk about yesterday, because yesterday was 4th of July.
Well, we haven't done the intro. Welcome back to another episode of Simpin' and Pimpin'. Are you Simpin'? Are you Pimpin'? I'm your host, Jesse. With?
Brian.
And?
Rick. All
right, there we go.
So okay. Welcome back, everybody.
We're in my room this time.
Yes.
By the way. Because Amazon's all like, we need you to give us a code or else you don't get your package.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here.
Woo-hoo.
And they keep pushing it back, so this guy's taking forever.
I should not even
also sure. Rick has to go to Mexico like after the podcast.
Yes.
And then Jesse has to go run some errands.
We're also recording on a Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday, not Saturday this time, because Rick
feels
will be
so
gone
weird
tomorrow.
That it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after 4th of July.
Yeah, honestly, after yesterday is kinda weird.
Yeah.
But I feel like everything's still fresh on our minds.
I drove
Santos home.
I didn't get a look. You drove?
Yeah, he told them before we left. He's like, here's my keys. You know how crazy I get.
No, I was like, give me your keys. He's like, motherfucker, you just pushed the button to start it. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yeah, he was like, you know how I get. You drive.
He wasn't good to drive.
No, he said he was going to turn into like a NASCAR driver.
Yeah,
like
he was going to drive fast, apparently. So yeah. I was like, I'll just drive then, whatever.
Yeah, I felt like I wasn't even driving that fast. And I looked down and I was like 10 over the speed limit. And I was like, damn, it doesn't even feel like I'm driving that fast.
Those Celsius came in clutch.
Yes, they did. And the burger. Oh, the burger.
The burgers.
Ricky, was on grill duty.
I made 20 burgers. I threw away 3 burgers.
Why?
Because we had extras. And I already made them and they were already set. And we were drunk. And I was like, I don't want these.
You should have just saved them just so you could eat them on your way to Mexico.
See, I would have thought about that. But
he threw them away.
I was drunk.
The dogs are sitting there. Hungry.
The guys are just watching.
There's 3 dogs, too.
Yeah.
One for each one.
They're all hanging out.
Yeah.
So what time did everyone leave?
Everybody left at the same time.
Like 12:10?
Yeah.
12:10? Okay.
That big rush, everybody left.
Okay. Yeah.
Like once we got inside and I started like washing up, everybody was like, honestly, I got quite a bit done drunk. I cleaned all of the stove. I washed, like, majority of the stuff that was in the sink.
That's good.
Except for the...
Backyard still needs to get cleaned?
Huh?
Backyard still needs to get cleaned?
No, we handled it at the end.
There wasn't a whole lot of trash on the floor.
Exactly.
Even on Nats, like, you can just throw the cans over the pool.
Yeah.
Me. So I could just throw this? Yeah. Just chucked it.
It was fun, though.
Yeah.
I would do that again.
Yeah, we went to Nats' place. for 4th of July. She had a pool and Ricky was grilling some burgers. No hot dogs, sadly, though.
I know. I wanted hot dogs.
That reminds me. I forgot to put my shorts to clean. Fuck.
I'll do it. They're all wet and soggy.
For real, dude.
What's it called? Yeah, what time? We got there. We got there at the same time.
Everybody got there roughly around the same time.
Other than Diaz. Diaz and Daisy and her sister. They got there 10, something like that. So it was pretty fun. We had drinks and we drank in the pool, which was pretty cool. That was really like just chilling and relaxing.
Yeah, and we made a whirlpool like 6 times.
Jesus Christ. And
dude, all of us, like, we all worked out. We're all fucking sore.
Our inner kids came out.
They did.
Yeah, my arms are sore.
And we put the ladder in the middle, and what are we doing with the ladder?
Ladder match.
That's fucking Money in the Bank, bro. Yeah. Get a briefcase.
Gray's hanging it.
Me and Ricky wrestled in the pool.
I remember Santos got out of the pool. He's all
like, Ricky headbutted the fuck out of me. My chest still hurts.
Oh, yeah.
But Amir Santos is like, I don't want to get in the pool. I want to dry. Jesse just grabbed him and pulled him in the water.
He was sitting on the edge. He's like, I'm going to get up.
He was just chilling. I just pulled him back in. Was asking for it. He was just sitting there.
And Santos jumped off the roof.
Twice.
Yeah. I hate it. Sorry, I'm just making sure he's recording.
He said the second time I hurt more.
Yeah, because he backflipped twice.
The first time he backflipped in it. And like it was like a belly flop, but on his back.
It was a perfect splot,
too. Yeah, and you heard it, like, just smack. And then he's all like, guys, is my back red?
It didn't hurt.
And it was like, it was kind of red, but it wasn't that bad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, after that second one, it probably all tender. That's probably why it hurt more.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool, though.
Yeah.
Firework. Ricky's car kept going off.
Yeah, it was only your car.
I would start cheering every time it went off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pool was
Do it
nice.
Again, do it
God
again.
God knows how many times it went
off. That was my first time shotgunning something, too.
Really?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Honestly, it's a good thing it was a Twisted, because all the other beers burned the hell out of your
carbonated,
nose.
Too.
Just yeah. I don't know why people shotgun beers, but if it's some... Because it hurts.
It's great.
But it hurts.
But it's great.
I would not have been able to do it with the beer either.
It is harder.
But it's great.
I just don't like beers. I just know the taste will be horrible.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. I like the taste of beer.
Ricky like over toasted the buns the first time around.
Oh, yeah. No, that shit was charcoal.
Charcoal. Yeah,
it was.
Charcoal.
He was really playing Minecraft. He's like, who?
Charcoal. Taking them out.
But they were good. I'm not going to lie. Those burgers are good.
No, honestly.
I ate them plain, just like cheese on it. And I was like, dude,
yeah,
I'm hungry.
You guys
hungry.
Were wild. The first round, all of us ate a plain.
But at the same time,
burger.
I was like, I don't want to go inside.
Well, yeah,
you
pulled out the lettuce and shit when we were inside.
No. It was already. We had it inside.
It was inside. I don't know why we were inside.
Because
there was
a shit
outside.
Ton of wind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it would calm down later.
But
later
once
on.
It calmed down, we brought
like,
it out.
He made burgers when the wind calmed down.
Yeah, and we brought them out. The second round, we brought everything outside. Except for the... No, we also did bring out the ketchup and shit.
Yeah,
Santos, we just didn't bring out mayo. Yeah, Santos, no, we didn't bring out mustard, sorry.
Santos is all like, oh, we're good with just ketchup. And Ricky goes, you guys are animals, and took out the lettuce from the fridge. And
yeah.
I was like, nah, we're good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said, you guys are animals, as he burned our fucking buns.
Bro, I burned it because I closed the lid, and then someone asked me to go get something. And that happened... Every single time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone, he's all like, because somebody burnt the food. And Nat comes up behind him. He's talking about Nat.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's in trouble.
Somebody.
I don't remember closing it. That's why I thought she closed it. But I'm pretty sure I closed it.
Good shit.
Yeah.
I had fun, though.
It was fun.
That water was nice.
That water was very nice.
The sun, like, warmed it up nicely.
Yeah, you guys kept getting out, though. Not me.
Yeah, you didn't get out, period.
Yeah, man.
That's they the point. Brought you your food.
That's the whole point.
I think he was just there for the pool, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, though.
Why did you cheer for
if
the
you
pool?
Say there's a pool, if you say, hey, we're going to go to Nat's house and there's a pool, how are you not going to be in the pool? You know what I mean?
True that.
Yeah. I just didn't bring extra clothes. That's where I forgot.
Mm. You're in Santa's car, is all wet.
Yeah.
Damp, I mean.
Did you sit on a towel at least?
Nope.
Just raw dogged it?
Nope.
Yep.
That's when we got out so we can dry on time.
Yeah. But.
Not me, though.
Yeah. Somebody stayed in there until the very last. I got.
Hug him, man.
Him?
Yeah. Jesse was in there the whole time.
Make use of
I'm surprised your toes didn't look all old manny. No, we didn't check your toes.
No, I didn't check my toes either.
Did we have to?
Yeah. Put her up from sleep. Even though he was 2 hours late. What?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What was 2 hours late?
Huh? Him to work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because...
I'm supposed to be in there at 4, but I got at work at 6.
It was funny, dude, because we left, or before we left, he goes, you think I'm asleep with her in the same bed as me and wake up on time? No. I'm not sleeping. He fell asleep, and he went late.
Yeah.
Yeah, and last night I didn't go to sleep because I was sore from... I mean, imagine from me walking around in the pool, my arms just like... Cause the
water, oh, dude, we were sprinting in the water.
That, but also, like, I was like... At some point, I was just like... I like... Because we were spinning around. Uh-huh. Like, fight the current. I would turn around, and I would try to grab, like, around with my arm. And, I think at some point, I twisted my arm on the ladder because the ladder was in the way. And...
I was a fucking ragged on that pool, dude.
Dude, I swear to God, like, where my the socket from my arm to my, like, torso is, uh-huh. Like, all this right here was just, it was sore all night, and I couldn't go to sleep. And I slept at, like, 6 a.m. Probably, like, 20, 30 minutes, and I woke up around 7, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm up, because.
I'm up now.
Yeah, and I'm not tired at all right now, either.
So really?
Like, yeah.
You're not going to take a sleep when we leave?
Probably later tonight.
Take, an extra 4 hours of your sleep?
Probably around, like, like 6
or 5. Do you work tomorrow?
No.
You're still vacation times?
I go back to work on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bet I had the whole week off.
Hmm. How the fuck
am I? We were supposed to go golfing earlier this week.
You said
but
Tuesday. Tuesday, you're clocking in, or you're clocking in on Wednesday?
4.
Tuesday, I'm clocking in. Tuesday okay. And that morning.
4.
So. Yeah.
4.
Yeah.
I'm off Monday. Oh, no, that's this Monday.
4.
I feel like I should have taken like a different day off, though. Like a different week off. Like next week. Because what's it called? Yesterday was a day off for us at work, so it's like, yeah.
4.
I am off on Monday.
4.
What am I doing Monday? I feel like I have something to do on Monday.
If you 4. Don't, I can take you.
If I don't, if I don't, I'll let you know.
4.
I so feel like I think that. I do have something to do on Monday. I just can't get it off. I can't remember what it is.
4.
4. You only have to scream that if someone's standing in your way.
Yeah.
Or the ball's coming after you.
I know that.
These are bomb.
What is the what's the requirement in order to play on the fields? Or on like a range, you know?
Like an actual golf?
Yeah, like a course.
Course?
Yeah. You have to pay.
I think you need money. No, I don't know.
Just the minimum clubs. You don't need like, I think there's like 18 or 20 of them. But I think you need minimum like 6.
Don't they have like some of them have dress codes too? Huh?
Oh, closed toed, like not necessarily loafers, but like white Adidas kind of style, like tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Pants are cool, but you can't wear jeans.
You can wear shorts though, right?
Yeah, you can wear and shorts. It doesn't really matter as long as they're shorts.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
And then cool. Usually a polo, but they don't really trip about your shirt as long as it's not like a Obey shirt or something, you know. I don't know.
A thrash?
Maybe, I don't know.
Thrasher?
But like at the range, they give 2 fucks. At the range, you can go in like a clown outfit, and they'd be like, "Cool, go hit them."
You look good, man.
Yeah. you want a truly? Oh, they also sell. And I haven't bought any yet, but they sell
sounds like
other drinks and stuff. There, no food, just drinks. Just
we water were. And shit. Jesse was a little late because he was helping his dad. But we were watching an episode of Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen Nightmare, whatever it is.
Kitchen Nightmare.
Nightmares. And it was like one like a pizza place.
And they do deep dish.
And I was like, damn, upper crust sounds good.
Because it was
greasy like upper crust pizza.
But no, there's a greasier. But like it was just the fact that the pizza was just thick. I feel like upper crust has like nice thick pizza.
Deep dish.
Thick pizza.
So, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to get Dave's Hot Chicken.
Get what?
I'm getting Dave's Hot Chicken after this.
We were talking about getting Dave's Hot Chicken or Cane's.
Or Cane's. Because I was going to go to Walmart to buy a Lego.
Dave's Hot Chicken, man.
Is this one better than the one in India?
The Mercedes one. Santa told me it's at the Walmart there.
What?
Is this Dave's better than the one in India? Or are they the same?
I mean, I haven't had the one in India. I've had the one in Palm Desert.
I had both. I can't say. I think that one in India was not India. Palm Desert is better. I feel like they're more.
Cause I haven't gone to any of them yet.
The one in Palm Desert's good.
Okay.
I feel like
the one here is good, but it's like I feel like they get your order wrong most of the time.
Dude, they did that to me the first time I went.
Yeah.
I asked for, remember I told you, like, I asked for regular fries and they gave me cheese fries?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bread.
No. The bread's like, that's how it comes.
That's weird. They just give you a slice of white fucking bread.
A slice of white bread. Not toasted or anything like that. Just a slice of white bread.
Soggy? Bread. Not soggy, but like mushy.
Well, yeah, it's soft. It's soft bread. It's not like.
What are you supposed to do with it? Just a sandwich and a bread and a tender?
Well, it's just like another piece of bread, you know?
Yeah.
I guess.
I usually get the two sliders.
You know who has really good bread?
With fries.
That piece of bread that Cane's gives you.
Texas toast.
You know you can ask for it in the cup? That's what I do every time I go.
Ask for bread in a cup.
I ask for bread in a cup.
Just you don't ask for the sauce in the cup?
I ask for sauce in a cup, too.
You can do that?
Yeah, dude. They give it to you in like a medium size, like, or you can ask for like a different size cup.
We should do Raising Cane's Catering again. Like that'd when be we fun. Did in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're doing a Raising Cane's out. Or Raising Cane's, another Chick-fil-A out in Indio.
Next to my Starbucks.
There's another Chick-fil-A?
Across the street from the Walmart that's right there.
I'm a little Chick-fil-A.
They're making it. They still haven't made it.
Yeah.
And that's why the bridge also, that's the Dune Palmas Bridge. That's the street intersection. That one, they closed down the bridge because I think they're going to make the bridge longer or bigger to accommodate for the Chick-fil-A.
There's a guy on Instagram I found who does like videos of like
the valley updates.
The valley. He does like, he lets you know what in city like what's coming to
what real estate stuff. Yeah. He's a real estate Instagrammer or something.
Yeah, but I like it because like if you
he's like low income housing. Yeah, all these places are doing
like,
it.
I found out from him that they're building more houses in Katz, like where they're building the Cathedral Cove thing.
Oh really?
Like right beside it, right behind it is they're building more houses, like townhomes.
Like where the dealership is?
No, like you know where the church is, that church that, oh, that neighborhood like right there in front of like the, what's it called, Mary Pickford and all that, mm-hmm. like across the street from there. Mm-hmm. That's where they're building.
Oh,
right,
I thought they were doing the little plaza you were talking about.
They're building that.
Oh, they're doing it right there.
Right, like beside it or behind it, they're building more homes.
Oh, the plaza, okay, never mind. I understood it incorrectly. I thought it was in the same plaza.
That's my fault for that.
No, you're chilling. It's me overthinking it.
My GPU is 9 stops away.
I thought I already got here. Oh, no, that was
That's why it's a GPU. I wouldn't want to leave a GPU outside either.
Yeah, that, but it's also expensive.
That's why. I wouldn't want to leave that outside.
It was like,
imagine a porch pirate coming.
Dude.
Fuck that. I've had two so far. One in Indio and one out here in Cathedral City.
They only ever steal my mom's stuff.
Really?
W.
W for all of the boys. Only leave your mom's stuff outside.
That's why whenever like my packages come, I'm there instantly. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
But I don't even think it happens on my street because it's like, why the fuck would you do it on my street?
Because Amazon's right there.
Yeah.
What's it called? I did order one other GPU, mm-hmm. but it never showed up.
Really?
It got lost in transit.
No, it didn't.
I don't know. It said
some driver saw it.
Because they left an Amazon in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, and I guess there was like rain, like heavy rain, and it got delayed. What's it called?
In Florida.
And then I called Amazon. Like, well, it said it got delayed, and there was no other update. I was like, the driver should have at least like moved or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, it'll come in on Sunday. Sunday comes around. Nothing. It said they'll come in on Tuesday. Tuesday comes. It's already past the time where like the Amazon guy comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it called? He's like, oh, it's still on the way. If it's not here tomorrow, then you can just ask for a refund. So I just canceled it and asked for a refund because I'm like, I'm not gonna wait for nothing to show up, you know?
Exactly.
And then out of my way, I just went and got another graphics card. Which was a little more expensive, but I feel like in the end, it'll be more worth
it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's so worth it.
Yeah, I'm going from a 2060 to a 4070.
Oh, damn.
Which is a big jump.
Double.
Double.
Yeah.
Is that actually double the performance on it?
It's a lot better than the 2060.
But is it double?
A lot.
Like four times?
I had no idea how much. A lot.
Four times is crazy.
A lot. Like, I can get 40. Like, with this, I'll probably get, like 40 frames per second on, like a certain game. That one would probably give me, like, 100 or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn. Now you hook up two of them to your setup. and then your computer is going to be a supercomputer.
Nope. And I'll have to upgrade the power supply in order to, if I wanted another one.
Supercomputer.
That's not how it works.
Supercomputer.
You also need a. Computer. What's it called? A CPU in order to run it all.
Get another CPU?
I already have a high-end one, though.
Get another one. Supercomputer.
The one I have right now was $700.
Damn. Sounds like 14. Supercomputer.
This guy. Supercomputer.
Honestly, it'd be pretty cool. Oh,
if you want to rotate it or if you want to move it, it's whatever.
Or you know what? I only moved it because I moved over here.
Yeah.
But if I move over here, I could do that.
Better if it was back, though, because now it's just hitting me.
Ooh.
Don't pull it like that.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. I guess that's fine.
My braid ass shit.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
I have to make sure it's, okay. It's still recording.
Okay. Sorry. I'm gonna look over here. I'm sorry, man.
Brian, I'm kind of jealous of your setup like this.
Why?
Because it looks cool.
This is a random setup.
Yeah, no, but it's cool. I don't have that in my room.
Yeah, I got rid of a lot of, some of my Legos.
Yeah, because you have a Four Locos on your floor.
Four Locos on my floor?
Yeah. You did have. Yeah, you did have a Four Locos.
Yeah, like a fucking and alcohol like a, beverage on the floor.
What's it called? The Red Bulls. As well, I think the Red Bulls are Rockstar.
And like a warm ass Modelo or some shit.
When was this?
Oh, we're recording in your room.
Oh yeah, recording in my room. Yeah, but now my room's clean, bitch.
Sure.
Sure. I'm not gonna be home. I won't send you a picture.
Look at my room. You can tell he kicked everything under the bed.
The bed's like all drooped over. The sheets you can't see.
The bed's just like higher up in like 3 inches.
In the middle. It's just a hot, like a
in
hill.
In the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever kick the ice under the fridge?
Yes, all the time. But I had to stop because actually my grandma slipped one time. And my grandparents.
Then you didn't kick it all the way under.
I don't think I talked about this, but the other day my grandma was all like, oh, can you dig a hole in the backyard so I can plant flowers? I was like, sure. I dig two holes and she's planting flowers, and I'm like, let me know when you need help or when you need me to go out there to help you.
Because
I don't want her getting down on her knees and like fucking playing in the dirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, I'll do it. And this bitch goes straight down on her knees, and then she's down there fucking planting and like you know, getting her hands all dirty, and she's getting her clothes all dirty. And then I'm like, how's she gonna get up? Because I know my grandma. And then she's like, all right, I need you to help me get up. That bitch was heavy. She was heavy, dude. I'm like, I don't know how to pick up my grandma. So I just put my arms in like her armpits and just lift her up. And like, she's like, don't drop me in the pool. Because it was like right next to the pool. And like, I swear to God, she purposely leaned forward. Yeah, she almost fell. But like, I got her up. And then she's like, oh, I guess we didn't need the second hole. Because she planted both flowers in one hole.
What's the hole?
Yeah, it's wasting my time.
Brian picking her up.
Get in the pool.
Take a swim.
Go swimming. I also tried to clean the pool. That shit was horrible. So props to Ricky for cleaning pools.
I do that 9 hours a day. Yeah. 8.5, sorry.
When you're on time.
That's about right.
Oh, I got new fans from my PC, too.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm switching locations for work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm no longer going to be at the Westin. Well, for like 3 weeks because I'm going to be covering a guy's. I'm going to be covering some guy's vacation.
You still work with Nat's dad, right?
I don't work with him.
But like same company.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually. I've only worked with him like twice.
Yeah.
And
shout out my coworker, Dylan.
But yeah, same company. I'm going to be going back to where I was initially hired at. At the Country Club and on Country Club and Frank Sinatra. The Desert Falls Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the DMV, so I'm going to be out that way.
All the way out there? Or
I'm going to be closer to my house by like 4 minutes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
But still.
Well, it depends if you're leaving your house.
Yeah.
Or Nat's house.
Exactly. No, that's going to be the issue, but I do have to be on top of it. Well, they do go in an hour later. Mm-hmm. They go in at 5.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make sure that it's cool with my boss lady so that I can go in at 4 and finish at 12:30.
I hear you.
I hear you. I hear you. He's coming. He's coming.
We'll be on the. We'll be in a call, and Jesse will. I hear you, but he'll keep doing like the voice like higher, higher.
I hear you.
He'll, yeah, he'll do it worse and worse. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, this guy. Fucking Jesse.
Why? Why do you do this?
Funny. It's fucking funny.
Cause it's funny.
Everyone's saying it.
Whatever.
I always know he's gonna. I always know he's gonna say it too. Like I always predict in the call, someone will say something foul, and he'll go, "I hear you." And sometimes I'll say it with him because I know he's gonna say it.
I think I did it. I did it high, like the highest pitch when we were playing with Mo. We're doing the hostage shit. That shit was high pitch. I don't think I could do that shit again.
The hostage.
On Rainbow.
On Rainbow.
Oh. That was actually fun.
Mo said he wanted to taste the home, and so that was the only way we could.
We never played hostage.
Yes, we do.
Well, we did. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I remember Rainbow's old training. Have you ever done... You used to play Rainbow back then, right? They used to have, like, before the training that they have now, because they changed it, they used to have, like, training where, like, you would play as different operators, each one. And there's, like, the last one, that, which is the hardest one. It was, like, you against, like, a bunch of, like, bots that would come in, and, like, the room would just fill with, like, the yellow smoke, and your job was just to try to kill them through the smoke, bro. And, like, all you see is just shots coming through, the fucking yellow, and you just have to fight and win.
Damn.
And yeah, no, I just do endless drill.
Endless drill, that's what he does now.
Where will the fucking... that map that was in the middle of, like, a stadium...
Yeah,
stadium.
It's stadium.
Call stadium.
Yeah, we were playing that one the other night.
Wasn't there a training fucking thing on that one too?
I don't know. They changed the map.
There was. I remember when they were doing invitationals. It was a map that you would play on.
That's what I'm remembering. Yes.
Because I was playing. Because we played on that map. And I was like, damn, this map is old. Is what I was telling him. I was like.
I remember Mo running in his cab and interrogating everybody, and it ruined the whole map because the map was so small.
And I was telling Jesse's like, it's not that old. And I was like, dude, this is like senior year old or like probably even earlier.
Probably. Fuck. Yeah. That's dude. We graduated.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
Chill, bro. Zoda's 29. Remember that.
Chill, bro.
He started teaching when he was 23.
We gotta plan his funeral now. He's getting too old.
Damn.
What are they going to put on his headstone? Baldy.
all the nicknames that he has? Baldy. Breadstick.
Olive Garden's number one fan.
Oh.
That's Adrian's chair, bro.
Oh. Oh, have you guys seen the videos of people who sit on, like, stools?
And then they break?
Yeah.
Some of them aren't real. They're just, like,
Yeah, like the prop
they're
ones.
They're just, like, spring ones.
But, yeah. Ow.
Speaking of Adrian, he started working at his HVAC job.
Oh, how's that going for him?
I think he's enjoying it. he's at work. He's at work right now. Likes.
Oh. Dude, it's so fucking hot right now.
It is way too hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked outside. I'm like, damn. I'm burning.
He was telling me like he can get contracts for like work, and like depending on the contract price, he gets a cut out of it. So he's like, if we get a $1 million contract, I get at least $100,000, or something like that.
That's sick.
I was like. I'm in the wrong profession, is what I said.
Honestly, dude, there's a lot of
vacation on you.
you got to figure out how to do it, because I figured out you could also do that with the pools, and that in turn is how I'm getting paid.
No diddy
at the West End.
No diddy.
But like my pool company, I don't know if I can disclose too much of it, but I also don't know much of it, so I don't think I'm gonna really be in a bad position to say anything. Their contract is like $4 million. For the year.
Damn.
He gets fired.
No! But.
Guys, I'm full time at Starbucks.
$4 million for us just to put chemicals in your pool and more vacuum job.
Because I'm Bath and Body Works again.
It's a shit ton. But then I started looking into it, and it's because it's all the chemical charges and all the acid.
Is that all chlorine on your pants?
It's a mix of chlorine and acid. The yellow is
W chlorine. Acid.
The more green prominent sticks. Actually, no. This one has more acid on it than chlorine.
Speaking of acid, how the fuck did Albert end up in the hospital?
Speaking of acid.
How's that do anything with acid?
Because when your appendix fucks up, it's... Well,
one of the reasons is if you take too much acid, it explodes.
Much
acid.
I don't think he's taking acid.
Exactly, because it's only inflamed. It didn't explode.
I think it's because he's been working out a lot.
And nah. It just,
yeah, no, this is chlorine.
Also, I don't know if Albert's been working
out. It has a yellow, white tint to it.
Albert's been
I don't know. Maybe he school. Ate too many, yeah.
Maybe he ate too much sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah, maybe he had a Cheetos. Fish. Yeah.
Did that happen to, what's that motherfucker? There's a, like, a little Xan. He went to, like, the hospital because he was eating too much hot Cheetos.
Really? Heart-shaped kisses.
He used to date, really like, Miley Cyrus's sister.
Really?
Noah Cyrus, yeah.
What?
I Noah. Was,
Noah Cyrus?
Noah.
Noah.
Isn't that a boy name?
I think she had a song with X, I think.
Heart-shaped
that was, kisses. That's a good song, too. I forgot the name of the song.
Six evil bitches in my mansions.
When you know Nala, the dog, do you know she was wearing a red shirt?
The black one.
There's a point I was like, I gotta go use the bathroom, guys. And I walked through the door and I'm just petting the dogs and I look up and Nala's just stuck in the red shirt, like like looking at me. And I was
it
like,
was just like the shirt was like on her like belly button down.
And she's stepping on it. And I was like, I was trying to help her, but she wouldn't move, so I couldn't pull the shirt up.
She doesn't.
I was also tipsy, so I couldn't do anything. And I was like, nah, does she have to wear the shirt? And she's like, yeah. And then I think you went in to help her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. And then I went in the bathroom, and I was on the toilet watching TikTok.
She didn't do the Nala stomp.
She doesn't. She has arthritis.
She used to do it?
No.
She didn't do the Nala stomp.
What she does do, if she wants you to like give her any sort of attention, she'll talk to you. Not like actually, but...
Hey, good man. Hey, man. Hey, man, what's up, dude?
But it's really funny, because like, if you're chilling on the couch, and Nala's inside, and she wants you to pay attention to her, she'll walk up to you, put her big old pit bull head in right here, and she'll go... Burr, and put her hand, and she'll like claw at you. But she'll do it and she won't pay attention. She'll be, bruh, bruh, bruh. But she doesn't bark. She goes, bruh.
She just throws up.
It's like her initial like bark, but she doesn't fall through with it. It's just like, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, I'm here.
It's like Stewie, Lois.
Basically, Lois, dude. And then she puts her paw on your knee and she'll just like sit there looking at you. And if you don't give her any attention, she'll just like
walk what's on. What's some fast food that's underrated?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Arby's.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I've never been to either.
I've been to Wiener Schnitzel?
I've never been to Arby's, but I've been to Wiener Schnitzel when I was younger.
Actually, I've had like a hot dog or two.
I like eating the mini corn dogs. That's like the only thing.
Underrated Rallies.
Rallies? Never had that.
Oh, I know. No one has.
What's that one? It's called Farm or something?
Farmer Boys is
Farmer
fire,
Boys.
Too.
They're making one over here by the Cathedral Covey's.
Oh, nice.
By me.
So whenever that's built, I'll go.
Rallies is by like Brawley, in
El
Centro, so that's why.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's fire too.
They're supposed to open one in El Paseo.
You guys going to Steak and Shake? Steak and Shake's fire.
I never had the habit. I don't know.
I haven't either, but I heard it's good. I heard it's meh.
It's mid.
Yeah,
I've had it. It's mid.
We all should go to Steak and Shake.
Portillo's.
Portillo's
never
is
been
up
there.
There.
Never
yes.
Been
there.
But is Portillo's, yeah, it is. It has a drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's fast food.
Honestly, I'm not going that way. I was like, I'm going to go with the girlfriend. Oh, never mind.
You're going to the desert.
Yeah, no, but I thought I was going to San Diego.
You're
I was
doing
like,
that way.
Dude, Portillo's sounds fire.
Portillo's is so good, dude.
Portillo's. Chocolate have you ever had shake? A Chicago hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
So they give you like the fucking poppy seed all.
I love those.
Dude, instead of giving you the pickle, they give you a whole pickle spear. So they give you like half of it.
When I was younger and I would like hang out with my dad on like weekends or whatever, and we would go to Lowe's. There used to be a hot dog vendor outside of Lowe's.
Oh.
And they had Chicago that bread, dude. And it was like, I don't know what he did, but he put love into that into those hot dogs, dude.
Here's your hot dog.
I don't want a hot dog no more.
It's a weird kind of taste.
Creamy
sauerkraut.
Extra protein.
Sorry, I'm watching.
This Winnie's hairy.
I'm trying to catch the driver just so I don't like miss him.
This Winnie's hairy.
There's some extra mayo on the side.
What do you guys put on your hot dogs?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything's crazy. Well, mustard, ketchup, relish, mayo.
Mayo. You guys like hot, like
relish.
Bacon-wrapped hot dogs?
Yeah, I fucking love relish.
My aunt makes amazing bacon.
I don't know how to cook bacon hot dogs yet.
Just toothpicks to hold it?
But I don't like using toothpicks. That's the only thing.
Just take them out when they're done. Just hold it. Like I initially put it like on the on. I try and put the bacon.
What'd you say?
Don't eat the toothpick.
I try to put the bacon, the both of the sides that start on the same side, mm-hmm. and then I start it on that side. So I just like sear it, and then the rest of it's sealed. But it's kind of hard because sometimes they roll around, and they don't want to sit still because they're not they're weedies.
The weedies.
The weedies.
They move.
They do.
They move. They have a mind of their own.
They do.
We need to do a barbecue again. Just like a burger, hot dogs, a salad if we need to.
You didn't even make the hot dogs, did you?
No, we didn't buy get hot dogs.
Oh. I wanted hot dogs.
But I wanted hot dogs too. Which
Nati said that we're going to Mexicali. We can have hot dogs today. Which, have you guys had the Mexicali hot dogs?
I want to have thinking a, about it. I want to have a Dodger Stadium hot dog.
Dodger Stadium hot dogs are fire too.
What the fuck is that?
Dude, okay, because like the hot dogs we're talking about right now, like the Chicago dogs got nothing on Mexicali hot dogs. Like it has like the Bimbo bread, but from fucking Bimbo factories out there. And then
Bimbo? They exclusive give you, hot dog bread from Bimbo.
Yeah, dude, it's like all exclusive. They got like fucking like nacho cheese always ready, always chilling. They got jalapenos. But all the verdura that's there is all ya picado with all the sauces and everything. You put cueritos on it, they give you black olives. Like everything, dude. That shit's so bomb. So I have like six hot dogs every time I go. And it's like $5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who has hot dogs?
They're fire. But they might be made out of something.
Fun.
Actually, Sonic chili dogs are fire.
The Coney?
That's the third time? The
Coney. Yeah.
What's it called? The Coney Island? Whatever it is? The Coney.
The Coney.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
What? My sister thought George Clooney was president.
Huh?
We were watching a movie.
Sure.
But I forgot what movie it was. Sure. But George Clooney was like a fancy guy in an all black suit, followed by like security people. My sister thought it was the news, and she's like, "Is that the president?
Biden?"
No, this was back in like I was like 9.
So inspirational.
So she was like 12.
So like Bush or like Obama?
Yeah, I think it would have been Bush. Bush going to Obama. So when was that? That was 10. So so I was like 8. Yeah.
I remember my aunt tells us my aunt has a story where she was like driving to LA or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and like they were on like a freeway and they closed it down and there was like a motorcade going by, and she like called my mom. She's all like, "I can't get there" or something like that. There's too much. They closed the street down for these guys in this like black like motorcade. And she's like, "That's Bill Clinton."
The president.
The president.
That is crazy that they closed down the whole freeway just to transport. I mean, obviously, but why don't you have faith in your own people to not close off the freeway?
Because he wants to get there faster.
Get there faster.
And you're the president.
Imagine driving and then some person just crashes into the president.
Well, yeah, that's
imagine,
what I'm saying.
Imagine being the president and you're in traffic.
But you're closing off you're starting more traffic over here, but
but at least he's not in traffic though. He's very important. He has things to deal with.
Yeah, but like, okay, because I've never understood that about cops either. Because you know how when you're on the freeway and some cops like do that thing where they like slow everybody down. So when they do that, they're making more traffic for the rest of us. But for the people who are speeding, you're just gonna catch up in that gap, right?
What?
That gap that they're making. For the motorcade or like the police while they do that swaying motion, like what's the real purpose of it? Like
sometimes it's like if they have like a if there's like a delivery like you know how semi trucks
oh like houses and shit
like that big stuff.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they need to clear it in order for like those trucks to go
to comfortably
through.
Go on at like a slow speed and pick up. Okay, yeah, actually
like,
that makes sense.
Or sometimes it's like an accident up ahead. They gotta clear it first. Cause
crazy
it's like
accident.
Something like
that.
Mm. Or like. A president going by, something important is going.
But happening. You get what I mean? Like, they're closing this section and letting the rest of the stragglers
sometimes
go.
Sometimes it can be like someone's suicidal on a bridge, they gotta shut it down.
Oh. Why don't they just all go 100 miles an hour and have them jump?
Flip! Sorry. I would say that.
How do you. Never mind. That's a little. How do you think the blood splatters if someone jumps off of the bridge? I don't know. Like, if someone jumps off and hits a moving car, is the blood splatter going
up? Does the blood splatter, though?
I think it would, because it's going to cover the whole car, but is it going to go down with force, or is it going to go down this way with force, or is it going to go?
I think it just goes anywhere.
You think so? You think they just like pancake and... Talking about pancakes, I saw this video of a guy get swished by an elephant at a circus, and he gets turned into a fucking pancake, dude. I saw that,
because he was like beating the
elephant. Yeah, with a stick.
Yeah.
And he was just like, crush this bitch.
That's fucking brain rot.
Dude, no, dude.
You never seen that?
He turned into literally this size.
No, but I'm like, what you just did is brain rot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, speaking of pancakes.
Speaking of pancakes.
I thought he was going to talk about like, dude, there's fluffy pancakes at this place.
That's fucking
crazy. This guy got squashed like a pancake.
That shit was crazy. I was going to show it to Nutty, but I was like, that's kind of much. That's a
little brutal.
Yeah.
Like the elephant, like he's like
you can show me though. Wait, what?
I found it on Twitter.
Yeah, me too. He used both feet, like one leg, and then he put the other one, and he just like crushed this guy.
There's no blood or nothing because like, he squeezes him that hard.
He folds him, dude.
And it's crazy. Like the guy's legs, literally from whole leg, get squished into a pancake.
I saw a video on Twitter where a guy, I think it was like adding cement or some shit to like a mixer,
mm-hmm.
and he got fucking dragged into the mixer. He started spinning with the mixer,
mm.
and then they stopped it. And after he was like this,
but is he alive?
I don't know.
No.
I mean, it seemed like he was like spinning at 100 miles per hour.
Huh. Amazon's 3 stops away.
Should we take an intermission then?
No. I know they're gonna take a minute.
Have you seen that guy on TikTok?
When I hear the doorbell, I'll go.
You seen that guy on TikTok that does the real estate shit? But he does it like all fast, like he speedruns it.
Yeah.
This is the garage.
He's like, this is a great view.
Oh, when he goes in the bathroom and like the cameraman takes a minute and he's just like he's backwards on the toilet with his ass out.
Shit's so funny, dude.
Hey, but it works. That's how our marketing is gonna be now.
But like, have you heard the prices of those homes?
Like 70,000 for.
He's in Maine.
Or he's just in like middle states or like eastern states.
No, but he usually does Maine or Maryland. I don't know what it is.
Maryland.
Yeah, and they're like big houses. Like, this is what you can get for $29,000. I was like, $29,000?
It's like a fucking 3-story with like a slide and like a basement.
Like, it's all beautiful, dude. I'm like, damn, I'm in the wrong state. For real. But I bet like
minimum wages.
Shit over there.
Yeah.
So it's like this, but over there.
Like, I love California. I don't. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Here it's too hot.
I want a basement.
Basement?
So I want to move out of California.
Jack.
But I want a basement.
Texas.
Build a basement.
Go to Texas.
Sure.
Damn.
Honestly, I probably will.
One basement, please.
Texas?
Well, build a basement here.
No.
Let's go to Maine.
Because, I mean, there's... Well, actually...
Let's go to Maryland.
How bad would that be for earthquakes? Because, I don't know. I really want a basement to make it into, like, the hangout spot, you know?
I don't know. That would... I mean...
But
do it after like the San Andreas fault happens.
See, that's what I'm thinking too.
You'll be safe.
If I'm thinking that, like in that case, how much room would you have to put?
But if you do it before the San Andreas fault, then the San Andreas fault hit, you get more money.
Put the expensive shit in there, so I put it on the insurance.
That's like earthquake insurance.
Buy 10 PCs. They all
build 20.
You get 20.
That would be kind of smart though, getting earthquake insurance on a pricier house.
Sir, my roof fell off because of the San Andreas fault. All the houses are completely fine.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm gonna check.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the next stop, but he might be here already. So
actually,
I'm gonna go real quick. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you got
you
that.
You guys want to pause or just wait or just go without me?
I can keep going. I just gotta put this mic down.
I'm gonna fucking stretch. Alright, I'll be right back.
Yeah, you stretch. You're known for stretching. What?
My nose?
What?
Also, instead of getting us all waters, since we all have cups, I just got a gallon.
Well, you're probably mostly gonna drink that, so. That's for you on your way to Mexicali. Here you go.
Nice.
Hey, me, I'm not. Hey, can I get a. Can I get some water in my cup?
Do you actually want water in there? There's very little. There's like only lemonade and tea.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm chilling.
And
this right here is a great view.
This is a preview of the Rick and Jesse podcast where we ditch Brian.
That speedrun guy is so funny. I've also been watching like this creator on TikTok that does mini golf majors.
The golf guys, the kind of like snout boys that you're, or guys or whatever.
They're doing mini golf majors or whatever, yeah.
But the guys that you showed us last time that had the Mr. Beast-esque thumbnails.
The Big Wedge Golf?
My Nathie's brother actually watches them.
Big Wedge Golf.
Yeah. I walked in and I was like, oh, he's watching this.
I got recommended those videos now.
Big Wedge Golf.
Big Wedge. Golf's fun. Yeah, I should go. I'm just kidding. Me and Brian are already going.
We will.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I hang out with the girls too much.
I could tell. Yeah.
It's heavy. Not really heavy, but it's heavy.
He opened this shit up, man.
It's a flashlight.
Can I open it? Is that okay?
Well. Open it. I want to see.
Yeah, open it. Give it a little rundown.
I got one of those exact same ones. Those are my favorites.
Give some commentary.
Who had a knife? Oh, my cousin. All right. I went to my cousin's.
That's ASMR. I said commentary.
Shut up.
Commentate.
Okay. Oh, I'm opening a big box.
Brian is opening a box. He's using his box cutter. Just put it down. Slightly cut his his gaming mat.
Steal it.
And here it is. It is Brian's 4070 graphics card.
Send it to Brian now.
I'm just kidding. It is a dual series with included software.
Where are you reading?
On the side.
Included software, yeah.
Yeah. Does the other one have the software or whatever software you got to use?
All of them have softwares.
Wow.
That's how you open the BIOS.
Wow, this one's a GeoForce RTX 4070 with a Asus dual capacitor. 12
gigabytes. That's 6 more gigabytes than my current.
12 gigabytes and GT3 something. DLSS3 ray tracing reflex.
Let's
studio.
Go mini golfing.
Let's go to Boomers. Let's all slam.
That's where mini golf is at.
Let's all slam like three cutwaters and go on the golf carts.
Cutwaters are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but they get you
drunk. What were they? They were margaritas?
Yeah. I think it's tequila based.
I didn't even finish mine last
Margs.
Aren't they all tequila based?
I think one of them's vodka. Because they have like a Moscow Mule and something else.
We should do like a wager on mini golf.
My handicap is 2.
The loser has to do a bet.
The loser has to jump into the water.
I'll purposely lose just like eat the hot chip. I always wanted to try it.
Okay. You never tried it?
I want to try the hot chip.
They're pretty hot.
Eat hot chip.
I couldn't handle it.
I'll do it and they call off.
All
so
girls do is eat hot chip and laugh.
My butt's on fire, bro. I'm sorry.
Help. Como?
I was going to get a 4070 Super. It was like going
to
be.
Supra?
Super. Oh. It was going to be like like $60 more. Uh-huh. But then I looked and they're both almost the same like specs wise.
Whoa.
And the other one had 3 fans and I was like, I'll just get the 2 so like.
Would you even be able to fit 3?
Yeah. Oh. This one, yeah. But I figured because it's like, you know. Huh. And I got it in white, so the white sub will be almost complete. The motherboard is the only thing that's not white.
White is right. I meant that in no political way. No way.
Clip that.
Okay. Yeah. hey, chat.
I think I'm so drunk.
You still drunk?
Sorry, I'm going to check the Portugal and France game.
Whatever.
Don't care.
Don't care.
It's still 0-0. Never mind.
Don't care.
Fucking Ninja Turtle scored.
What are you looking at?
Don't care.
He's exploring over there.
I was initially just trying to see if you had any more Naruto Funko Pops. And then I started looking at what else you had.
No, I just have Naruto.
Womp womp. Crymore.
Womp shit womp. Stain. Suck my balls.
Okay.
The other day Adrian was all like, I'm gonna go to my girlfriend's house. Okay. It was like 10, 11. Where are you? I'm in LA.
Motherfucker. W.
He's like, I told you. I was like, you told me you were going to your girlfriend's house. And then I asked my grandma, like, did you know he went? And she's like, no. I messaged my mom, she's out and she's in Europe, and I'm like, did you know he went to LA? She's like, no. And yeah, he came back at like 3 AM, which I am.
How is she supposed to know?
What was he doing out there?
He went to go see Party Next Door. Yeah.
At his girl's house.
Him and his girlfriend are both fans of him.
What?
Yeah, he sent me a video. He sent me a video. He was kind of far from him. Uh-huh. And I was like, is that Nav? Because he looked like he had a hat on. Mm. And I thought it was like Nav's like, hair, you know his hairstyle.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that Nav? Because he has sunglasses on. And I thought it was him. He's like, no, it's Party Next Door.
Mm.
And, that's cool.
Shout out my coworker Dylan. He met Nav. or whatever the fuck his name
Nav.
Is. Yeah. I don't listen. Oh, I listen to him, but I don't care.
Nah, I was.
Yeah. I was talking to one.
He
of
met him. He has a picture with him.
I was talking to one of the drivers, and he told me he was delivering to the Apple Starbucks. Store.
Yeah, during Coachella.
And he met Trippie Red.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sick.
I guess he was on that strip right there.
I got to see Millie Bobby Brown during Coachella. I don't know if I told you guys that.
No.
You know. She was in her like blacked out Escalade, and she was like, "Can I get a straw?" kind of deal. I'm like, okay.
The dirtier the better. Yeah. Have you seen that? The dirtier the better. She's eating the carrot.
Here you go, 11.
The grommet and fucking. Yeah,
Wallace and grommet. She's like this. With the carrot.
Wait, so she doesn't speak English?
No, or she's British.
She speaks English, but like she has an accent.
She speaks English, but she's got an accent.
Oh, she's not. She was American.
I thought she was American.
I thought she was American.
Nah,
his blender for her is gone.
Really?
What?
Isn't she married?
I think so.
I don't know. Can someone fact check that?
Unk status.
Honestly, the British accent killed it for me. I am no longer.
Yeah, can you play your role in Stranger Things? Can you just do that voice?
Yeah, actually, can you be British once 11 learns to talk?
Can you shave your head again?
Do you actually shave
your head?
Are you
guys actually excited for that, though?
The last season?
Yeah.
Honestly, I am.
I was, but then it kind of fell off.
Like, it was supposed to come out during summer, but I don't know when it's going to come out.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
I'm, like, really excited for it.
I feel like if it came out last year, it would have been popping.
Last season was, like, honestly, last season was pretty good.
It was.
I still remember when we watched it at Axel's. On 4th of July?
Yeah. Oh, we did.
At Axel's.
Fucking, Ivan and Moises stayed up. No, someone fell asleep. Who fell asleep? I fell asleep.
I fell asleep too.
That's also because you guys were watching the first season. I was like, I don't fucking care.
No, we were watching the new one that came out.
Season 2?
Whenever the fuck it was. Whenever it came out that day.
Yeah, because I remember.
We were watching it.
It might have been season 2.
Me and Chito finished it.
You and Chito stayed up. That's what it was.
We stayed up, and then Ivan Mora showed up at like 6 in the morning.
On the fucking.
He's like, you still watching it? Like, yeah.
You guys watched all of it?
Watched the whole fucking season in one night.
But I think it was the second.
I think it was the second one.
Each episode is like an hour or something, no?
Yeah. Like 40 some minutes. Mm-hmm. But it started off as an Axel's party. The Hennessy was brought out. We killed it, and then everybody knocked out. And then they just ended up watching Stranger
Things. You were there. But we were all here. We were out there. We went to B-Dubs, and we were looking at the menu. And this is before you showed up. And because we went for Diaz's birthday. And we were looking at drinks. And I found a drink. It was like a Hennessy drink. And I was all like, look, they got a drink for Zario. This is racist, guys. I'm sorry. I was like, it's called Hennessy Hustle. Damn. I told Zario about it. I was like, Zario, there's a drink for you. Called Hennessy Hustle, but you're not doing a whole lot of hustling, so it's called Henny.
It's just called the Henny.
Can I get the Henny, please?
That show was funny. I was surprised. Did we talk about that?
No. It happened last week?
Yeah.
We surprised Diaz for his birthday.
Yeah. I showed up last minute.
Daisy texted me.
At least you showed up.
Yeah.
And I told the guys.
And then I told Ricky.
Yeah, because I forgot to tell you. But
that too, I was working.
Yeah.
But and they let me out early.
I just forgot to tell you, but but yeah,
that was fun.
I was supposed to be out like at 8:30.
Fucking Albert almost got caught, dude.
Doing what?
He almost got his car. Like he parked in the normal spot where we parked.
But I feel like they would not have noticed his car because
car is new. The fucking Mercedes.
I mean, Diaz said he would have noticed.
He would have noticed like our cars because our cars. He has a big red truck with the same like that sticker in the back of his dad's truck. I would 100% notice it.
I can always tell your car, Brian.
Yeah,
but that's because you're orange.
Yeah, I told Brian, park by the Chase.
Yeah, by Chase, you know. Like, I hit the opposite side. The truck.
Oh, the opposite side, but next to it.
Yeah, all the way in the back. Yeah, I remember I had an old supervisor, and what's it called? He hated it when they asked me, like, do you want to go home early? I was like, yeah, I'll go. And then he always hated it when I left because he's like, don't you fucking leave. I know what car you drive. It's not hard to miss. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I was like, yeah, I should have gotten in the car that was darker or like just like a normal
generic
color
car,
but I got something that's bright, you know.
Mm. It's got its up and downs,
it's
pros and cons,
yeah,
ups and downs.
Oh, same shit.
Pros, it has a pearlescent,
what?
I don't think I've noticed.
Los Santos customs,
it's orange and red.
Oh, it's a red,
it's like it's orange, and then the pearlescent is red. So like at night you'll see it and it's like, oh, it's it looks red.
What is that?
but then it's orange and red.
Actually, now that I think about it,
the color is called mango habanero metallic. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Now that you mention it, in the dark, your car does look more red. Mm-hmm. And I do not remember. Because I, when the last couple, well, not the last couple, but I mean, we, amount of time, oh, my God.
Nice.
Go on.
Yeah, again, multiple times where we've gone to In-N-Out or any other place, I like pull up and I see your car and I would be like, that's not orange. That's not Brian. But then I'd see everyone else parked next to you. I'm
like, oh, okay. Like, sometimes I'd be driving and be like, oh, look, there's another Volkswagen, but it's red. And then I pass by and I'm orange. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know.
Interesting.
But I like seeing whenever I see that one other person in the valley that has the same car as me.
There's only one person?
I think there's two people. I only, there's one other guy.
That he's seen.
That I've seen. Mm. The only difference, I have a sunroof, he doesn't. That's how I, like, I recognize it. And then the other guy has, like, I think his car is a little, like, messed up.
It drives like me.
Sometimes I forget that my bumper's messed up. Yeah. I have to get a replacement for that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember one thing?
Yeah.
I can't believe that happened.
That was crazy.
That was embarrassing, too.
At least he didn't pay.
Oh, yeah, at least the guys were like, give me money or some shit. Or, like, I'm going to get my insurance. He was cool. He was chill with it. I think it's because his car was already, like, sort of beat up, like, paint-wise, and, like, bumps and all that. He's like, I'm okay with the damage. Because there was no damage other than, like, paint rub, you know? He's like, as long as you're cool with your damage. And I looked, and my car was messed up. And like, I think it's because my car hit, was, like, where, like, the
soft spot.
The brace was. You know how, like, they have the brace in the front? It was, like, that edge right there. Mm. His was, like, the rear, you know? So it was more like a bounce than anything.
Okay.
But, yeah. Honestly, the damage isn't that bad.
Yeah. Today, I screamed at somebody at the hotel because it was some other worker.
You got mad at someone?
Yeah. I didn't, like, full-on scream at him, but he was, like, a Coachella Valley Water District kind of person. Mm-hmm. He was in a company truck of the sorts, and I just saw him fucking... Boom! No care in the world to my car. And I looked at him and I was like, you're in a company car smashing my fucking car, bro? Like, how does that make sense? And he was like, huh? And I was like, the car right there? Like, how do you not see that you're just...
He opened the door and he did it?
He, like, no sort of, like, dampening to it, just opened the door. And I was like, I'm cool with it. Like, the fucking car, like, you can't see anything. But, like, do you do that to other people's cars? And he was like, I don't care. I was like, okay, well, and then I saw that he had the little rubber bit on it. So I was like, at the end of the day, whatever.
But you guys ever park next to, like, a Tesla?
Yeah. They record you constantly.
Yeah. But you know what I do? I always open those doors slowly, and I always talk because they can hear you, and, like, the camera sees you. I'm like, don't worry. I'm doing it slowly. I'm not hitting your car. You can see I'm not hitting your car. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you later.
Honestly, I wish more cars did that.
Don't you have, like, you have side cameras on your...
I have side one. I have the right side mirror camera.
There's one?
Yeah.
I thought you had it on both
sides. I wish I had both, but it's because the right has more of a blind side than the left. Because the left, you kind of just look and it's all there. But
you know what's one attractive car? The Lexus IS.
Actually, all of the... Because they have, like, four different ISs, right?
They have the IS 250, 300, and 350, I think it is.
I forgot which one in particular.
Oh, and the F Sport.
I took a picture of one because it was all stanced out and it had a really nice body kit on it. And it was like a Cars and Coffee in Riverside that I went to.
I want that car in either white or black. It's a really attractive car. Have you ever
I think
seen
I've
it?
Seen it in
I
think blue.
I like the rear. The rear is really nice.
I'm not into Lexuses, but I remember those ones in particular. I like those.
Lexuses are nice.
Yeah. That shit's cool. Or, I don't know. I've been kind of looking more into Infinities. I don't know why. I just like the style.
They're outdated.
They are outdated.
But you can also get the same car.
Get a John Deere.
I think who and Nissan.
Is it Ovo?
A lot of their interiors are... Because it's a Nissan, dude. It's like, you know? So.
Fuck Nissan.
What does Nogla have in his hand?
Gas tank. Jerry can.
Jerry can.
For the win, yeah, that one. If Infiniti did their own style, they're not matching Nissan that much. I would 100% get like a Q50 or Q60.
Okay,
but yeah, you know.
What are those? Oh no, those are Hyundai's. The IQ, whatever the fuck.
Hyundai, not Honda. Hyundai. However you pronounce it. Whatever.
Hyundai.
Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hyundai. Yeah. They have the Ioniq 6.
That's what it is.
The Ioniq 5.
Those are
attractive cars.
Just I like the newest one.
Do you know which one I want badly? The Sonata.
A John Deere.
Actually, I like the dash look of it.
They're super attractive, bro. And I don't know. Even I always wanted the
no John Deere.
The N line, like their N line. They're like the sports one. Mm-hmm. Beautiful cars, dude.
The fuck was that? So no John Deere's.
Always been on this John Deere
thing. I'll slob it. If you had a
John. Wait, no, never mind.
A tractor?
A tractor.
Isn't Lamborghini like
Lamborghini started as a tractor
company, yeah. Right?
Because they made the guy Lamborghini last name was a tractor repairman. Mm-hmm. And he went to a show. I think it was a Porsche show. I forgot which show. There's a whole, the whole movie is based off of it. But he just like, hey, why don't you do this instead of this? Because this transmission slips and you get less power. And the guy's like, you know, what the fuck you're talking about?
Isn't that like Ford and Ferrari?
Basically the same deal.
Same thing.
Yeah. But it honestly, dude, it feels like a carbon copy of the story, basically. But he's just like, fuck you. I'm going to make it. And he made it. And everyone's like, ooh.
That's what Ford and Ferrari did.
Yeah. The movies came out at the same time because I think they're the same.
Would you get a Urus?
I would. Urus is cool.
Yeah, Urus. I prefer the Urus over the fucking two-door.
Ben Affleck. Yeah, Ben Affleck. Batman, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Ben Affleck was Batman. Lamborghini in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen how pissed off he is with Jennifer Lopez?
No.
He doesn't like her.
Recently?
He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they've been having like
a They split up, no?
They were together.
I don't know. But there was like a time where he was like opening the door for her and Paparazzi was taking photos. And she got in the car and just slammed it.
That's how they meet, though.
Girls are crazy.
J-Lo is the representation of all Latinos in the world.
Except she's like...
Did you see the video of her performing at a concert and there was like hardly anyone there?
No. Poor J-Lo.
That's what happened to Metro too, Metro Boomin.
Metro.
Yeah, like 5 of his shows canceled because there wasn't enough ticket sales.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's recent. I think it was like a while ago.
Yeah, like 2019.
Wasn't that Quavo?
No.
Remember when Quavo was performing out there? Like,
Oh, no, and then Chris Brown bought all the tickets.
Oh, is that what
apparently?
He did?
Just to spite him, no?
Yeah, like he bought all the tickets and it was like empty.
I remember when back when Trump was first running, people were like buy the reserve the tickets and this and that, and no one will show up and he'll just be talking to like 10 people. It was also really stupid.
Yeah,
like you're just giving him more money to like publicize
himself. You're still funding the cause, which is fucking stupid.
Did you hear that Biden might pull out of the race?
Really?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
This is like apparently his family or like his.
He's so inspirational.
Administration were like talking about how his like his performance, because it was like really bad.
His health is
debate. Debate,
yeah. And his family were like, yeah, he's probably gonna have to pull out. And like, yeah.
No, he's so inspirational.
And they're talking about who might replace him.
Mm.
Either Kamala, some guy in some fucking what's it called, representative or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were thinking like there might be a chance that Gavin Newsom might take over too.
Really?
He's planning to run eventually.
I heard eventually, but I didn't think it was going to be this presidential campaign.
Yeah, he's probably next time.
Mm.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
Oh, man. Biden's inspirational.
I want to watch him fall off a bike again.
I don't think he would vote.
I don't know.
I feel like Jesse wouldn't be the type to go like...
I voted last time.
Who did you vote for?
I voted Biden. Regretfully.
I was on the fence, actually. I was going to vote Trump.
I remember being in line and I was like, so are we voting for Trump, right?
Honestly, dude.
Regretfully.
Like we were talking about it on the 4th of July. At this point, we would do anything to get back to what we were at 4 years ago compared to now financially as a...
All right, we're not going to put this on the...
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's controversial we can't do,
like,
shit.
Political talk.
Man, I don't give a fuck.
But, right. Right.
But in this case, in my point of view, I would rather vote for Robert Kennedy.
Like Biden's a dude.
Trump.
Yeah, most definitely.
You don't see how hard his speeches hit. Biden's JFK, speeches.
I'll say JFK Jr., yeah.
But Biden's speeches are just so inspirational.
Shut up,
Jesse. Generational almost.
I don't think JFK Jr. is a junior.
I don't think he's a junior.
I don't think he's a junior.
Isn't he a junior?
Robert? No. I think Kennedy's like his uncle.
No, it's his. I think he. Yeah,
but
think
the whole family is a JFK, isn't
but
it?
But I think by that standard, he's also he's like.
I don't think he's a junior though.
But I think JFK, like, the previous.
You can't
president,
be a junior when he's your uncle.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, but I think it's also like Kennedy named, like he's also John.
Oh, like name passed down.
Yeah, like I don't know. Our previous president was
Robert John,
like senior.
F. Kennedy.
I think he's like senior. I think he's like Robert Frederick Kennedy, and then JFK was Fitzgerald.
Oh.
I think I don't know.
Fitzgerald is a good name.
Fitzgerald. Yeah. Are you checking?
Yeah. This is fucking stupid.
What
I looked up on TikTok, and the first one is JFK Kennedy Jr.
Why are we on TikTok?
Why the fuck are we gonna put JFK Kennedy?
Oh, my mom called me, but I didn't answer, so I have to call her back later.
Good shit. So I'm the only one that thinks Biden's like inspirational.
It is JFK Jr. Fuckwads.
Oh, he's a junior?
Yeah.
That's weird. Is he? But he's like a cut.
Then know, it must weird. Be like.
Oh, it's. I think that's what it is. It's
someone. Like, someone's got to be like Robert Kennedy before him.
Yeah.
He's not JFK.
So like he's Fitzgerald then. Robert F. Jr., yeah. How is he related, though? He's a... Isn't he
it's
like
probably not to actual JFK. It's probably to, like, his dad or something, or his, like, grandpa.
I think it's his uncle.
Oh, wait.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr., November 25th, 60, July 16th, 1999, was magazine publisher... Blah, blah, blah. No, that's his Wikipedia.
And
the
Kennedy family goes back to 1858. Fitzgerald.
You think there's any Lincoln descendants or people still alive?
I think so. There's a Washington descendant. Lincoln? Did he have kids? He had kids for sure, but I don't know that there's like. Right now, I know Jefferson has a great grandson.
That's crazy.
Mike got about to hit.
He is the third of 11 children of Senator U.S. Attorney
about to get 200 friends.
Robert F. Kennedy Fishing. And his wife. His nephew. He is a nephew. Saddle. Of President JFK and Senator Ted Kennedy.
Wait, say that again.
JFK Jr., current one running, is nephew of President John F. Kennedy and Senator Ted Kennedy. Kennedy was raised in Connecticut, Massachusetts.
All right, but like, who was he named after?
He was named after the president.
Okay.
He was the nephew of the president.
Was he? Wait, who's his dad? Is his dad Bobby Kennedy?
Bobby.
JFK Jr., dad.
Father to be more professional. Please and thank you.
I think it is Bobby.
This is still taking me to our previous president and his father. Maybe. John F. Kennedy.
No, I don't think they're all juniors, so. JFK was just JFK.
Yeah. JFK was just JFK.
God damn it, John.
So, is he... Who's his dad?
Trying to find it. Robert, his current running middle initial is Francis.
Ew. Francis. That's so it, he's not Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Man, I remember my 7th grade science teacher, Mr. Francis.
Oh, because it's not fucking JFK, it's Robert F. Kennedy.
No shit.
So it's RFK, I'm fucking stupid.
That's why we're like, he's not named after John.
Yeah, he's Robert. John F.
Oh,
Robert
Kennedy.
His dad's gotta be named Robert.
Um,
or his grandpa.
He is.
Or someone in his fucking damn family.
Oh, so yeah, Bobby is his dad.
Because he's the.
He's a junior. That's why he's a junior, because Bobby Kennedy is Robert F. Kennedy, the guy who got assassinated.
He got assassinated?
Yeah.
W.
Wait, so is his dad?
His dad got assassinated as well.
Oh, not. W. Okay, yeah, I get you. But
pretty sure.
He was the attorney general at the time, right?
Yeah, because he was running, and then they assassinated him at one of his, like,
press rallies?
Rallies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty sure. Yeah, children. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kerry Kennedy. Roy Kennedy. Courtney Kennedy Hill. Yeah. Are they all alive? Yeah, they are. Yeah, sorry, guys. We're retarded.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just a little bit.
We?
You're just sitting there.
Let's just show what the we.
He was sitting there not correcting us, too, yeah. Right?
I did say...
Yeah, and he was over here saying how
I
Biden.
I did say it
Biden
can't be JFK's.
Whatever.
Because his name is Robert Kennedy. And you kept saying JFK Jr.
I think it's because, he's like, they keep bringing up JFK, the original.
He kept saying JFK Jr. It's like, it's not JFK's.
Robert Jr.
Yeah. It's going to be from
Robert
his dad.
F. Kennedy. Sorry.
Jr. That makes sense.
Paul Cement.
Hunt dumbass Ricky.
I'm just looking for when he was appointed because now I'm curious. Dick Thornburgh.
I don't worry about it anymore.
I think you're just...
Shut up!
I think you're just looking up different shit now.
No, that was on the Wikipedia page of the
Attorney
General.
Hey, you changed your background.
Yeah, I have like 5 different backgrounds that I can change. You can't do that on your phone?
You think I could do that on my phone?
Maybe. You hold the home screen.
I probably could. I just don't do it.
Yeah, you hold the home screen and it lets you put on different
ones. What's your
password? 2319.
Wait, what?
2319.
There you go. Anyone wants to log into his phone?
Is it?
Yeah. Huh?
Am I right?
What?
Is that your anniversary?
No, that's Monsters, Inc.
We got a 2319!
Oh. Well, guys, if you ever get a hold of his phone.
Yeah. That comes into my mind a lot, actually. Like, I'll be randomly, like, walking through Walmart.
Oh, my God. France 1?
And I see the fucking...
Where's your phone?
Right here.
Yeah, whatever.
Damn, France won in penalties? Damn.
Just don't go into the search bar and put the letter P.
No. Oh, why would you say that?
You were spelling Francis with a PH?
Wow.
Hyphenetics.
The first thing I read.
What?
Was it that?
It probably is. I probably have something bookmarked.
Complete something experience.
Let me see.
Oh, I know which one. I got that shit bookmarked.
What is it?
It's bookmarked.
Oh.
That's why it came up. That's a video I've been looking for a while.
W.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what Ricky does in his free time.
Yeah.
That's how we've been on that. What am I saying?
Exactly. Like it's a surprise.
That's why he was late to work. He was looking for the video.
I was late 2 hours because I was watching that 15-minute video.
He's watching Fort of us next to his girlfriend.
Yo, babe, dude. Look at this shit.
Babe, check this out. She does a twirl.
She's spinning on that shit.
Hawk Tua. Not the Hawk Tua.
They attached a string to her head and they spun
her. If
she
don't Hawk Tua, I don't
like
want to talk
ball.
To her.
She's talking about Tua.
Huh?
What?
Poor lady. She got fired from her job.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
The Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah.
She confirmed that she didn't.
Really?
She also confirmed that she's not doing an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Might have been, that's so crazy, dude.
She also said she doesn't want to be known for the Hawk Tua thing, which is too late.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're going to be known for that.
Spit on that thing.
If she don't Hawk Tua, I don't want to talk to her. Simple.
That's valid. That's valid.
Oh, actually, never mind.
What? What?
You can't say it on here.
It doesn't do it, you liar.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me show you.
That's oh, yeah. How you did it.
You just fucking
you
did
just
it.
No,
did
but like you said, if you just press it.
Bitch, you hold it.
No, but you said like you just press it, it changed on its own.
Oh.
I didn't think I have to change it.
No,
you. No, you
see, I could do that.
It's the weather. It's me and Nati, and it's Gengar.
And then the podcast.
Oh, yeah, and then the podcast is the last one. Wow.
Good shit.
And that's new. Look at my nose.
Big ass nose.
Shut the fuck up.
So what time do you have? Is tomorrow your dentist appointment?
Yeah. Today we're just gonna go and
meet up with the fam.
Yeah, catch up because they're probably having like a carne asada out there right now.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but it's hot. It's harder than
you could smoke a cigar in the rain with your nose. My bad.
You probably could. I like smoking in the rain with a styrofoam cup, and I put the joint.
That sounds like a vibe.
And then you just you don't gotta ask.
I was looking for who fucking asked.
No one asked about your cigar.
But you didn't say that.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Your sick car?
His cigar.
Oh,
sick. I just said it kind of weird. I thought he said my tongue his sick didn't car. Articulate.
I thought he was talking about like one of your Legos.
Oh, no. My tongue didn't articulate properly. A little.
When does it?
That's a real question, and I don't think it does.
Sorry.
That is interesting. Like, I don't understand why. Maybe I needed speech classes when I was younger. I don't know.
I think you're good.
I've always kind of had this, like, blah, 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 blah.
This is you stuttering over your words.
I don't know how to talk.
Your mind's probably just ahead. I don't know how to talk. Your mind is probably ahead of what you're trying to say.
100%.
It happens to me all the time.
I'm done with my sentence before I say it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's also because I have to communicate the sentence to myself. Otherwise, I won't know how to properly word it. Like, that space that it took me, it was me trying to figure out. I throw all the words in, like, a line, and I know what I'm going to say. But it's like, how do I put them together? That's also why I ask a lot of questions. Cause it's
yeah, like, but, like, scrabbled out.
Yeah.
You're saying?
Basically.
I'll say this word first.
Yeah. Sometimes. I don't know.
So you're just dumb.
I think so. Honestly, I think a lot about basic conversations too much.
I think so.
I don't know. That's like, this conversation, like, dude, honestly, the podcast is, like, not mentally draining, but it's, like, I sit here and I have to meticulously think about everything that I say. Otherwise, I'm going to be like I am all the other times. I'm just going to be like,
yeah, you've seen there's an episode of Simpsons when, like, Homer, like, picks up a book and then, like, his brain has to turn on and, like, all the gears have to, like, be dusted off because it's never been on. But is that how you
basically?
It's like,
I have to see it.
It's because I know what you're talking about. Like, you're mm-hmm. like, because you're like I said, your brain overheat. Is ahead of what you're what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you gotta like really think about what you're gonna
your
say.
Gears overheat.
Hot tooth spit on that thing.
Spit on that thing.
Hot tooth.
We should wrap up soon because it's about to be 3. I don't know what time you're trying to be over there.
3 is a good time.
Or what time night wants to head out? I don't want to hold you on, OD.
I'll hold you.
I will drop some lore after we finish up, though.
Some war?
Lore.
Yeah.
Some war?
Yeah.
War.
What kind of war?
War never changes.
The Middle East guy.
I want you to stay.
Is that still going on? No, I'm just kidding.
What?
What happened to Ukraine? I don't see them in the news.
Yeah, for reals. Why do we not see the ghost of Kyiv anymore?
Yeah, AFK.
He disconnected his controller.
That was crazy when he first came out.
No.
He's lagging?
He's a little laggy.
He did the thing where like he jumps out of the jet and then launches the gets back in. What's that called?
I don't know the term for it.
I forgot what it was called.
Jet sniping.
Anyone want to give me
No, it was named after the guy who created it. Mm. I remember when the guy who created it like witnessed it in the...
In the trailer?
In the trailer for 2020.
That shit was sick, though. Honestly, putting that in a trailer is fucking sick.
Man, I can't wait till Until Dawn comes out on PC.
Until Dawn's going to come out on PC? Are they going to come out with DLCs or anything?
I don't know.
Dude, I played the shit out of Until Dawn. I got 100% on that game.
You ever played
I like all
Dead
games.
By Daylight?
No, but I've seen it.
No.
Dead by Daylight's fun, but you have to be with the right...
Didn't we used to play the Jason game? The Jason game?
Yeah. a bunch of random...
The server shut down.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They don't own the rights to the Friday the 13th anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a contract for so long.
They shut down last year.
It was a great game.
It was very fun.
I had fun.
People with the dumbass purple retro skin.
Why are you like that?
Oh, yeah, it was just really bright.
Get away from me.
The mask was all, like, blue.
That was fun.
How do you not remember that one?
I remember it.
You made like a shock face.
I said that show was fun.
They had different skins. There was like the Jason with the chains and all this.
And then they had different abilities too. Some had throwing knives. Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't. I hated they had pick up the throwing knives. You had to find them.
In the bushes.
Yeah.
I want to get a...
That game was fun though.
I want to get a single player game.
Yeah, I want to find a game.
Have you played Red Dead?
No.
You have?
I had never played either. I should probably. I'll probably try.
The two games.
Play the second one before you play the first one, because that's
chronological. I've been looking at Elden Ring because it's fucking Albert.
You've played it?
No, I've been looking at it.
Elden Ring? Don't play Elden Ring first.
Well, yeah, that's
as a soul.
That's what they've been telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the Hogwarts is also on sale. So
what's that? Game was on. Not Elden Ring. It was something else.
Dark Souls, Demon Souls, Bloodborne.
Bloodborne. Hey,
Bloodborne's fucking sick. I beat that game 7 times. But that time, you have to beat to get anything really cool. Like to get like the super high damage stuff, you have to beat the game minimum like twice to get like the OP shit. But you can still beat the game.
It's I'm just gonna get Tekken.
Tekken's fun too.
Tekken 8.
Plays the bear. I used to play Tekken a lot.
I don't know.
I used to play a lot of fighting games.
There's a summer sale, so.
Yeah, Tekken is on sale right now. Tekken 8?
A bunch of sales.
I played 7 a lot. I played 6 on the fucking arcade a lot. That was fun. I think it was 6. I don't know.
At Bart's?
We could go to Bart's.
Oh, we were talking about, we were like, oh, we should like plan to have.
We should plan to go to Upper Crest and go not up. Talk about going to Bart's afterwards while we're there.
Because Bart's is upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, they mind.
I think it'd the guys would. Everyone would be down for
that. We just got to find a day that we're all available to go get pizza and to go get fucked up. When's their local night? It's on Tuesdays?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. They have half off drinks.
Monday, no?
Nah, I'll figure it out. It's going to be Albert's Wednesday. Birthday too soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Albert's going to be. His birthday?
His birthday soon. But I don't think he's going to be able to drink.
Do anything.
Yeah.
We'll just go visit him.
Poor Albies.
Pretend like he's like a lot. We'll like. We'll like hire like the Avengers to come in like he's
like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Like, yeah, like a
fucking
kid.
Ivan, dude. Ivan, when we found out he was in the hospital, Ivan's like, I'm gonna go to his room, show up, and just take because I guess like when you're in the hospital and like not many family members could be in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm just gonna take the space. So if his family comes over, they can't come in.
That's horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. His brother's in there right now. He's just sitting there. Hi, Albert.
Can I have your Jello cup?
I don't need the spoon.
Well, he was just in there for a day, though. So,
yeah, he was only there for the surgery.
Two?
I think so. He was in there yesterday, the day before.
Oh yeah, because he had to go under.
I have a VR friend who had a liver problem,
mm-hmm.
and was waiting for
was he a smoker?
A replacement? No, it just went bad. On his
pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
And he was waiting for what's it called? A donor. And he had like four like false donors like did like something bad will happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
He finally got a replacement, but as they were like putting it in, they accidentally cut his lung, and they sealed him up, and they're like, there's a problem, and then they have to reopen him, fix up the lung. But like,
damn,
like him getting like imagine like us, like me playing VR and he's just in the hospital but playing VR as beep. Well
beep. He's there in like a bed.
No, he's healing. He's it's been a couple of weeks now, but like he's damn. Like they have him there just like,
but know. Still that's unfortunate. They fucking slice you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
They like poked in. They like poked in. They didn't like it wasn't like a big it was like a poke, you know, on accident.
You know, if you unplug the thing, it flatlines.
Oh yeah.
So
nothing connected.
Yeah, but if you unplug it, the whole thing does. So I figured that out. I forgot when, but
you did it to a patient.
No, I didn't do it to a patient. I did it to a family member. I forgot who was in the hospital, but someone was in the hospital.
Hey, man, I'm gonna plug your shit real quick.
No, and they asked me to plug in their phone. I was like, there's nothing plugged in, and they were like, unplug the fucking monitor. I was like, okay, I unplugged it. It went beep, and everyone like ran in. They're like, huh? And I was like, oh.
They're just sitting in the bed like.
Yeah, I was like, I just unplugged it. Sorry.
You unplug it, you just
unplug.
That don't hurt. What the fuck? Alright,
yeah, my chest hurts too.
I headbutted Jesse because we were wrestling.
Wrestling?
And he tried to pin me down and I pinned him down.
Why were you guys wrestling again?
Because I jumped in the pool and Jesse just grabbed me.
Oh yeah, was that when you were like, no one's in the boys. Pool? Isn't
that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're boys.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah.
And when we were doing the current shit, I was just pushed you fucking down.
You kept on pushing me.
I pushed you hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And I pushed Diaz too. Yeah. And I pushed you hard as fuck.
But I was also running, so I didn't feel running,
it. And I just go.
You helped me. You helped me push. It was also faster. Honestly, since there was so much of us in there, it worked a lot more.
Yeah.
I used to make those whirlpools by myself.
I remember when I was younger, my aunt had like a small little one, like a small pool. And I remember just us kids like just spinning around in it, like a little tiny
pool. Dude, that shit was fast through the current.
Yeah. Oh, that pool was so nice.
If all of us went full blast, imagine how fucking strong it would have been.
Dude, I tried grabbing onto the sign. I kept going still.
He was like,
what? Just like grabbing on.
I remember I did it on the back. I was like, I grabbed it and I said, I kept going.
Your legs just like swing out.
Yeah. When we're doing that, I grabbed Santos's leg and I was just making him take me with him. That's why Santos was screaming, no, no. Because
did you grab onto my leg too?
Yeah.
And then you let go.
I grabbed onto your leg. I was like, wee.
Jesse lost his sunglasses in the water at some point.
My sunglasses.
My glasses.
And then we look up and Ricky's wearing them. Bro, I saw my glasses under Brian. I go under and I headbutted his leg.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is he doing? Look at
my glasses.
No. They were like at my feet when I was like trying to hold on. And I found them. I was like, ooh.
You know what's really good? The Absolute that you let me taste. The one that you gave me, not the one Diaz gave me. But the one you gave me was
really
good.
I like the grape one. That one's my favorite.
Grape ones are just fire.
I like grape.
Grape is really good.
I really like grape.
Grape.
Grape soju.
Grape.
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 Grape. All right, you guys ready to wrap up?
Yeah.
Grape.
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 Go ahead.
Grape. Pickle. Unless you want to do it so he can pull up the fucking things that he's always forgetting.
This right here is a great view. And this is the bathroom.
In the shower.
And the shower. I guess funny.
Sir?
This is the garage.
This is the garage.
You ever seen the edit where it's like it's all of his videos and then like at the same time they cue it up so it's like so he says, this is the garage at the same time. No. Really good, dude.
This is the closet. And slams it back.
He doesn't even look at it.
These are the utilities. Now we go up the stairs. Watch your step right there. Watch out.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up the Instagram.
This is the patio with the great view.
A fickle?
What?
A fickle?
We haven't even started yet.
Motherfucker.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm your host, Jesse, with Ricky and Brian, as usual.
Host, Jesse, Brian.
You always do this shit, man. Anyways, Brian, where can they listen to the podcast?
You guys can listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
I'm hearing you.
Oh, we're
hearing you.
I'm
hearing you.
Ricky?
Ricky was the...
You can email us, sapbusiness@sappodcast.net.
Business? That's how you got to spell it? Business?
Business?
Business.
And Instagram, official.sap.podcast.
I hear you.
Oh, did I end up telling you guys about what happened with my phone? No, talking about the podcast. I had all the information on my old phone. I plugged it in, and my screen doesn't work. So I got to go get a new screen to get into the podcast.
Wait, before we close it off, did you see the clip of the FaZe members and then sketches there? And they're like, throw up the FaZe sign. He did the crib sign.
Oh, yeah.
Sign.
He did the
what?
He pulled up the crib sign, yeah. the video of him pressing Max. Why are you looking at me like, why are you meme mugging me? And Sketch goes, oh, he started talking shit to him. He's like, we go on the tarmac, pussy.
Oh, yeah.
We can throw down there.
On the private plane. No, there's also that time where, like,
whatever that bra you're wearing.
When, like, Ron and Jason were going to, like, clip farm him. And he's drinking a water bottle and he stops because they're, like, going, they're about to go, like, somebody smells like shit. And before they even, like, Steven said, like, a second word, he just splashed them both with water. I was like, fuck out of here.
Who started the somebody smell like shit?
Kai
Sinat.
Okay.
And they saw, and because Ron watches them on, because Ron doesn't have content.
Ron
he just watches other people's
Ron
content.
Is so
and
funny,
But like, he saw it on there because they always do it when like there's a big group.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took it and they like started doing it.
Ron is fucking funny.
And then Jason started doing the thing Jinxie did where he's like, so he broke, cops like an iPad kid. All right.
Oh, yeah, that shit's funny, dude.
Jinxie.
Drink sick. Dude, the fucking, oh my god, the clip I sent in the Discord the other day of them, it was Max, Ron, and Silky in the fucking kitchen.
Mm.
And then Silky goes, hey Ron, next one to move is gay. And so Ron goes,
I saw that. I
dude,
was laughing.
I was fucking crying.
That fucker's funny, dude. I just like the pan, and he's just.
So
I like the one because like this. I saw one where like it just cuts when it pans and he's just dancing, and then there's one where like it like pans and he's dancing. He's like, and then they're like, all right, we're done.
Why do you do that? Ron is funny, dude.
No, the gay boys.
And then when he started up his stream yesterday, There was a clip of him like at in Kai's room with the green screen. Yeah, his green screen was Kai's room. He's like, "We're alive,
we're alive.
We're in the AMP house."
Because the day before, Kai like faked like his room getting like burnt.
I remember seeing the fucking the doors different, and I was like, "Yeah, that's not."
And he's all like, at the end of the stream, he's all like, "I'm gonna expose Kai or whatever," and he goes, "Kai, I know why you did it," and then he turns and goes, "Wait, who are you?" And he gets shot. Not really. Like, it's just like the audio, and like the it like cuts to his like outro, and it's just him getting shot. He's like, "Wait, I was gonna say that Kai," and he just keeps getting shot. He's like, "I'm still alive," and he's just getting shot more. Just,
wait, what? He just falls to the floor. Man.
It's funny. He got shot like 20 times. Damn. And he wasn't dying.
No, their clip forming is funny, dude. It's so funny. That the fucking Jinxie one though. All right.
All right.
You cough like an iPad kid. All right.
You see that he proved the comments actually. Yeah.
But it's just funny because it's like people just say it. All right.
And now people are like, all right, now he's dragging it too much. Like they're dragging it more. He's dragging it more than Ninja dragged his own meme.
Ninja with his. I don't see anybody moving.
No, it's the low taper fade one.
Oh.
Ninja got a low taper fade.
I keep seeing like the Jinxie's downfall needs to be studied comments a lot.
Has he crashed? I haven't.
No, I feel like he's still clocking in like 60,000.
Yeah, like I feel like he's been doing pretty solid. I mean, he's never really been like a strong fucking figure.
He just crashes out.
He crashes out like everybody else.
He yells for no reason.
He seems more human than everybody
else. He was playing Phasmophobia with Queso and Sketch, and he kept screaming randomly for no reason. And people were like, why is he screaming?
Sketch is the goat.
Maybe he's a...
Sketch is funny.
Maybe he needs some help.
Sketch is the goat.
What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
All right, those brothers up.
See you later, brothers. We already clocked out.
Anything? Anything, brother?
A bag of sweets.
Are we still recording?
Right. Wait, I'm lactose. It's dairy free. As you were, brother.
Oh yeah, the Sidemen commercial for the cereal.
Oh, I haven't seen it. They got cereal.
That shit funny.
They got cereal. Cereal.
You like cooking cereal, huh?
Cooking cereal? Fuck yeah.
That's what you said yesterday.
I always say that, dude. Gotta I'm like, oh, you're cooking, and if something goes wrong, cooking fucking cereal.
Mmm.
Aside salad.
What do you say? No ingredients. No, what? I don't know.
Oh, no ingredients. No kitchen. And he's still cooking.
Ooh. Damn. He's fucking spitting.
All right, guys. We're going to head out because Ricky's got to go.
Have a good day. Have a good month. Have a good trip. Have a good lunch.
Do whatever you got to do, but just don't get arrested. Breakfast. Please.
Please. Hope you had a good 4th of July.
Yeah, hopefully no one blew off any hands or anything. I mean, for reals, people are stupid with fireworks.
Yeah, you ever seen the x-ray photos of, like, the hands just, like, fucking destroyed?
Like, and, like, 20 fucking bones from your, like, 7 that you have. 4, 5, 10.
Anyways.
You're, like, 15, sorry.
Don't fuck to our podcast.
And if you do, make sure it's full blast so no one else hears anything.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
If you don't, hawk to a...
And spit on that thing.
Better a face in the cum to come in the face.
Better to come in. Wait, what? Better to face the cum than come in the face? Yeah. Better to come in the face than face the cum. Better to face the cum or come in the face.
What's the other one you say? Sink?
Better to come in. Oh.
Better to
better sink in the cum than come in the sink.
No, it's better.
It's backwards. Better to come in the sink than sink in the cum.
It's better to sink in the cum than come in the sink. You don't tell me what's like. I said it.
You don't gonna tell me what it's like.
I said it.
I'll say it again.
I'll give you play by play. John Madden style.
Okay.
No Diddy.
Oh. No Diddy. Damn it. Okay.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Say bye, chat.
Bye, chat. See you later.
Fuck off.